What does Madden think? 24, the new game coming out of the AFC South. We will dive into all four AFC South teams, but especially the Titans. Also give you the three most overhyped Tennessee Titans in Madden 24 and the three most underrated Tennessee Titans in Madden 24. You guys are fans of other teams, Indianapolis. I know I have some subscribers, quite a few subscribers who are Colts fans, so shout out to them. I do like the black uniforms. Those are kind of cool. What do they call it? Indiana Knights. Those are different. I like the helmets. Then we move on. Houston Texans. Obviously, I was born in Houston, so I feel like we got a connection there. My kid's name is Houston, my first son. And then we have the Jacksonville Jaguars, the reigning AFC South champions, Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll also talk about them. So let's dive into this. Here we go. This is what I have. Top 10 AFC South Madden ratings. Top 10. Basically, you got Laremy Tunsil, 95. There's your problem. So of the AFC South, which many people think is a trash division, the highest rated guy is a guy that was smoking it up on draft night and fell all the way to the teens to the Dolphins. And he could never make whatever he wanted in the Dolphins. So they traded him to Houston. He's been pretty decent. But Laremy Tunsil, the former Ole Miss product, 95. So that's the highest rated AFC South guy of the four teams. Then you move on to Derrick Henry, 94. DeAndre Hopkins, 93. D-Hop. Quentin Nelson, 92 from the Colts. Then Kevin Byard, 92. So the guy's tied fourth. Then you got Jeffrey Simmons in an 89. So in your top six players from the AFC South, 1, 2, 3, 4 are Titans. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Jonathan Taylor falls all the way to sixth to tie Jeffrey Simmons at 89. Jimmy Ward, 87 from the Texans. Buckner, 86. And Leonard, also 86. So of the four, the Titans are actually, Titans and Texans are the worst. Like I said, the ESPN index gave like the Titans a 27-28 score. And I think it was 28. Texans were a little lower than that. But Jaguars and Colts were obviously higher. Most of the media loves the Jacksonville Jaguars, go figure. They don't have one guy in the top 10. So there's two things that got to go well for Jacksonville here. Number one, all their guys are like 86, or actually could be 86, 86 or lower, or 86 to 83. Like a ton of those guys, like 20 of them. They're just a well, solid team. They don't have the top-notch guys, but they got a bunch of great guys. And I feel like we've been that team, you know, a couple years ago when we were the number one seed. Derrick Henry was coming off an injury, but we didn't really have a lot of guys. We had, obviously, our defense, which we had some studs, according to us, all around the league, not really. And then we had, obviously, A.J. Brown, which was a stud, way more in our eyes than the media's eyes until he got traded to Philly. But still, A.J. Brown, I mean, was a pretty legit receiver. We didn't have a lot of star power. We were just a collection of Vrabel guys, a lot of injuries, most injuries ever at that year, and still were the one seed. You guys remember that. Right here, Madden's saying, you know what? The Tennessee Titans, at least in the AFC South, got a pretty good amount of star-powered guys. Derrick Henry, Hopkins, Simmons, and Byard. Four right off the bat. Colts also, you know, Jonathan Taylor, Leonard, Buckner, and Nelson. So the Jaguars, you don't see everyone's favorite darling quarterback here, do you? I don't see him on the list. I don't see any rookies that have, like C.J. Stroud, that's on this list. And of course, I don't see Ryan Tannehill either on the list. But my point is the Titans got a pretty good amount of solid guys here in the AFC South. So we will start there. It's a video game, but it's more than a video game. Like, it's the only NFL game out there right now. And Madden has been around for years. There are guys being paid a lot of money to dive in and try to get the stats. They update the stats weekly throughout the year. They are putting in a lot of effort. They're putting in a lot of statistical analysis. They're putting in a lot of, might not be the greatest thing in the world, but, you know, they're putting a lot of effort and research into this. And they're telling me right here, the Jacksonville Jaguars can't even give me a top guy in the AFC South in a really, really bad division. So if I'm a Jaguars fan, I'm kind of concerned. Loving the show. Glad I finally had time to. Hey, DeMario, thank you so much for being here, buddy. I do appreciate it. Bro, Madden ratings really don't matter. They don't. But it is interesting, Jaguar fan, that you can't even give me one top 10. And this goes into, and shout out to you, buddy. This goes into last season where the media is just forgetting the fact that the Tennessee Titans were 7-3. The Tennessee Titans didn't really have any starting quarterback towards the last half of the season, which is fine. Injuries happen. And still, the Tennessee Titans were one ref call away from going into Jacksonville with linemen I can't even name at this point. I don't want to name some of them, okay? And they had a linebacker, Dr. Gibbons, in the house who nobody wanted to draft, and nobody even wanted him on their team at all as an undrafted free agent. And he's in there running around making plays, and the Titans almost win the game. I mean, depending on the play, and it's close. It's a close play. I'd say it's a fumble. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, Jacksonville. But let's not act like you just took the world by storm. You beat the Chargers. Good for you. They were up like 30-0. They blew the game. Good for you, though. Big win. But let's not act like, yeah, Calvin Ridley coming in, he's going to be amazing after a year off, and Jacksonville's just going to take everybody and slam. I mean, people like the 14 wins? Get the heck out of here. Let's start with the Titans. Let's start with Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. You know, is anything surprising on the list? You know, I mean, Tier Tart of 78, a little bit of a shocker. A little bit of a shocker for me. Hooker, he was injured a lot last year, but I think he's pretty solid. 79 is a solid score for Amani Hooker. Harold Landry, again, hurt. He was around 80 in the previous Madden, so that's definitely understandable. I think Danico Autry is a little lower. He should be a little bit higher, I think like an 83. Stonehouse, I get where they're going with the accuracy because he's still not there as far as being an accurate kicker or punter, but the power's ginormous. So, I mean, we're talking 98, 99 power punting the football. That should jack your score up higher than an 82. Unless like your accuracy is like a 5. The 82 I think is extremely low for him. I think he'd be more around an 86, 87. And I'm being straight up with that one. Kevin Byer, 92. I think that's just right. Hopkins, probably a little higher if I'd be honest with you. He's probably more around a 90. Derrick Henry, I like it. I think for what he is with his age and after last year and going into this year, I know the offensive line is going to be better for him. But 94, I think, is pretty solid. Now, if I go look at his stiff arm and his stiff arm's like a 93, then yeah, we'll have a problem. That should be a 99 across the board. But that's the Tennessee Titans. All right, take care, guys. You guys have a great one.